From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Closing arguments have wrapped in Mark DeSimone's homicide trial in Juneau. Jury deliberations have begun. His defense argued he accidentally fired a revolver twice, killing Tony Rosales during an excursion inlet trip in 2016. The Alaska Senate passed a capital budget that seeks to revive the Kinnickarm Bridge and the Juneau Access Project, but it doesn't include Medicaid funding that state officials say is needed by next week to pay health care providers. Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson sponsored the amendment to spend $4.5 million on the Kinnickarm Bridge. He says the bridge would provide relief to the Glenn Highway.
We have not done any major road infrastructure projects to our great state in over 40 years.
Governor Bill Walker shut down work on both the Kinnickarm Bridge and the Juneau Road. The mega projects are unlikely to move forward under his administration, but if the House agrees to the funding, they could be revived in the future. The capital budget doesn't include $48 million for Medicaid. Hospitals say that funding is critical. If the capital budget doesn't provide the Medicaid money, state payments to providers would be delayed until July. That could present problems to smaller providers, which may not have enough cash to pay their bills. More than a quarter of Alaskans receive Medicaid. A new exhibit in Skagway commemorates the 100-year anniversary of the sinking of the SS Princess Sophia. The grand opening took place at the Arctic Brotherhood Hall on Monday. The wreck claimed hundreds of lives. The exhibit is on display at the Arctic Brotherhood Hall, but will soon be moved to its permanent home at the Skagway Museum. The mobile version of the exhibit will be on display in Juneau from July to September, and in Whitehorse, October through December. Alaskan Tara McLean Sweeney faced no resistance at a U.S. Senate confirmation hearing yesterday on her nomination to be Assistant Interior Secretary for Indian Affairs. Sweeney would be the first Alaska Native woman to hold the federal position, which oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs and helps manage federal relations with Native American tribes. Several senators, including Lisa Murkowski, told Sweeney they want her to be tough and make demands within the administration to solve problems of Native people, like the high rates of domestic violence, substance abuse, and unemployment.
We need you busting down doors and saying, we have to talk.
President Trump picked Sweeney for the job in October, but the Office of Government Ethics in the executive branch held up the process out of concern over her shares in Alaska Native corporations, including ASRC. Sweeney is now an executive vice president at Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and would step down if confirmed. The ethics pledge she signed commits her to stay out of all matters involving ASRC. And a new animated children's series is debuting on PBS Kids next summer that'll feature an Alaska Native character in the title role. Molly of Denali is the first nationally distributed children's series to feature an Alaska Native character in a leading role. For weather, 58 degrees, mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport right now. This afternoon, partly sunny, high near 61. Tonight, rain likely.